My name is Casey Powell, President of Thompson & Associates. Thanks for joining us as we continue our discussion on estate planning red flags. As a reminder, this series on estate planning red flags aims to equip us as development officers to help our donors and their families avoid unnecessary costs, delays, and stress at some point. You know, we're discussing specific circumstances here where an estate plan may not result in what the person wants or intends. And we hope that after listening to these podcasts, you're better able to identify some potential problems that may arise with your donors so you can help them avoid them. At Thompson Associates, you know, our clients, you can use these red flags to invite your donors and your supporters into the planning process. So today, I'm joined by Jason Meredith. Jason is the lead planning attorney for Thompson & Associates, lives in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area in Texas, and practiced law since 1998, primarily focused on estate planning. And he has been with Thompson & Associates as a planning attorney since 2002. That's crazy, Jason. I can't believe it's been that long. But that's awesome. So, Jason, thanks for joining us. Welcome.
Absolutely. Glad to be on the call with you today.
Well, today, the red flag we're going to be discussing are taxable estates that don't have estate tax planning. And this is a big issue, obviously. And so, Jason, I'd like to start and just kind of throw it to you. And can you just give us a brief history of maybe the estate tax law and the exemption amounts and where we've been, where we are, and maybe where we're going?
Absolutely. Love to. So first, real quick, I want to make it clear that what we're talking about today is the federal estate tax. So the numbers and things that we talk about today all have to do with the federal tax, not state. Some states have an estate tax or an inheritance tax. That would be different than the federal tax. We're just talking about the federal tax today. The federal estate tax is basically a transfer tax. It's when the government tries to tax assets as they transfer from one person to another. This usually occurs at death when someone passes away and assets transfer maybe from mom and dad to a child or children. That transfer is what's being taxed. The estate tax, it goes back 150 years or something to that effect. But since I've been practicing law, I started practicing law in 1998. And at the time, there was an exemption. Sometimes you'll hear it called an exclusion from the federal estate tax. And I always like to think of the exemption as the tax-free amount. It's the total amount of stuff a person can leave, or property a person can leave to another individual, free of the federal estate tax. And when I started practicing law, that tax-free amount, sometimes again called the exemption amount, was $625,000. And if an individual tried to transfer more than $625,000, or in essence, if they passed away with an estate worth more than $625,000, anything over $625,000 was taxed at a 55% rate. Now that's very, very punitive tax rate because you got to consider in someone's estate is every single thing they own, every single piece of real estate, bank accounts, investment accounts, IRAs, 401ks, and the full death benefit of life insurance. So when you start adding all this stuff up, it can come to a number over 625 pretty quickly. Now that was 1998, and over the years, Congress made a lot of changes to our estate tax law. And over the years, that estate tax exemption amount, that tax-free amount, was gradually increased, and it went from 625 to 650 to 675. Eventually, got up to $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million. And actually, by 2009, it had gotten to $3.5 million. So again, that's the tax-free amount. Then we really started seeing some changes. In 2011, our federal Congress changed the estate tax exemption again, raised it to $5 million. So again, now you could leave $5 million estate tax-free and a tax rate of 35% on anything over $5 million. Well, again, Congress was started, one thing they did in 2011 is they actually tied this exemption to an inflationary number. So over the years, it started creeping up a little bit as with inflation. And then most recently, in 2017, part of the Trump tax changes and things that kind of came in early 2017, it changed again. And our exemption rose to over $11 million. And today, 2019, our tax-free amount is $11,400,000 with a tax rate of 40% on anything over $11.4 million. So you can see we've had some very, very substantial changes over the last 20 years in this estate tax area.
So we're at over $11 million that an individual can leave and not pay any tax.
That's correct.
Yeah. So what about in the future? I mean, is the law that way set forever?
Great question. It's interesting, the new law, the 11 million number that we're using right now, this is a temporary law. And what I mean by temporary is it's already scheduled to sunset or go away. So on December 31st of 2025, this current estate tax law is essentially erased from the books. It won't exist. Now, again, we don't know what Congress will do between now and then, but if Congress doesn't change the law, if they don't make it permanent or if they don't change it, if they do nothing, if they fail to act, this law goes away and we revert back to where we were prior to 2017, and that would take us back to roughly about somewhere probably between a $5.5 and $6 million exemption or tax-free amount. I don't know the exact number because it still will be tied to an inflationary number. So again, we don't know. It's kind of one of those crystal ball questions. We can't look into the future and know exactly what's going to happen. We know what the exemption is today. We know it's scheduled to go away in a few years from now, and we'll have to wait and see what will happen in the future.
Yeah. So I guess the thinking there is, you know, you spent several minutes here just talking about where we've been, and really you've talking about a 20-year period, and it's been all the way from $625,000 all the way up to over $11 million. That's a huge difference. And so the whole premise of this conversation of what is a taxable estate, well, that changes year to year. And so, you know, the no estate tax planning, the fundamentals of that whole question change because the tax law changes. So I think one of the points that I would like to get out of this is we just don't know. One of the things that you and I discussed even before we got on this call is, okay, so where are we? What are we suggesting people do with this information? And, you know, we just don't know who has a taxable estate because, number one, we don't know what they're worth and how much money they've got. But the bigger question too is we're not sure when they're going to pass away, what the estate tax laws are going to be. So I think undergirding of this whole thing is everybody needs some planning. Everybody needs some planning. So let me move on and you know tell you something else, Jason. What are some ways that people can avoid estate tax? And I know we're talking at people that are really pretty wealthy right now if it's over $11 million, but what are some ways that people can avoid having to pay the estate tax?
You know, we'd like to joke in our industry that the estate tax is a voluntary tax. And when I say that statement, if I say that statement to a client, they look at me with a perplexed, you know, kind of confused look on their face, and they said, a voluntary tax? What do you mean by that? If it's voluntary, then I don't want to pay it. And I said, that's exactly what I mean, because honestly, the only people that pay the estate tax are either people who don't plan or possibly people who fail to update their plan as tax laws change. Because if we plan and if we stay on top of the estate plan, we really can eliminate the estate tax. There's so many different techniques out there that can be used to help reduce or eliminate estate tax, but primarily there's two basic things that we look to. Our law provides, our tax law, federal law, provides two types of deductions when it comes to the estate tax. There's what's called the marital deduction, and there is a charitable deduction. And a marital deduction, I won't go into too depth into this, but the takeaway here is married couples, spouses, can leave assets to each other without paying any estate tax at all. Now, eventually, on the death of the second spouse, the assets will be subject to the estate tax at some point in time. But there's some unique planning opportunities that spouses have in using the marital deduction and trying to eliminate or reduce the estate tax. The other big one is of course, the charitable deduction. And simply put, at its basic core here, when someone passes away, any assets left to a charity are free of the estate tax, essentially passed to the nonprofit organization estate tax free. Now, I know that's a basic concept, and there's so many different estate tax techniques, or I'm sorry, estate planning techniques that can utilize a charitable deduction. There are all kinds of things, like there are charitable remainder trust and charitable lead trust, and there's outright gifts to charities, and there's gift annuities, and there's all kinds of different estate planning techniques that utilize a charitable deduction. But to give you an example, I recently planned an estate for a couple. Their net worth was $150 million net worth, huge estate. We were actually able to zero out and eliminate the federal estate tax utilizing the charitable deduction. So I think that's probably one of the most important things to understand is, again, the only people that pay the tax are people that don't plan, or people that fail to keep their plan up to date as tax laws change.
Yeah, I think, and I would kind of like to wrap up with that point is, that as development officers, people work with nonprofit organizations, as you're talking to your supporters, that is what we need to be listening for. And hoping, and not more than hoping, we need to be encouraging our supporters, our donors, to keep their estate plan updated, especially those that have a taxable estate. And we don't know who that is. We don't know who has the money, who has those estates that are up there. But we probably have a pretty good idea, and just encourage them to keep their plan updated. And I love how you kind of break it down. There's the marital deduction and the charitable deduction, and the charitable deduction is so powerful. And if we can encourage our supporters, our donors, to take advantage of that charitable deduction, that can still help their family as well, but can help our organizations tremendously through their estate plan. I think that's what we're encouraging people to be listening for, and look for ways to encourage your supporters to keep their plan updated with current estate tax laws, and remember that charitable deduction. So, well, Jason, is there, thanks for this. Is there anything else, to wrap up? Any final comments?
I think my only final comment I could think of is we find that with these increasing exemption amounts, I find a lot of clients that have the belief, or the the myth or misunderstanding that now they don't need to plan because the exemptions have gone higher. And I think that's a misconception. And so if we have development officers who hear things like that, someone says, I don't need to plan, the estate tax exemptions are so high, I don't need to plan anymore. Well, that's the wrong way of thinking, because that's the kind of client that will fall into the trap of, well, the tax laws have changed, or there could be state tax law reasons why they want to plan. They have nothing to do with the federal planning. It's almost like the planning client believes that the only reason to plan was the estate tax, the federal estate tax. And there's so many other reasons it's planned that have nothing to do with the federal estate tax. If they just heard on the news, exemptions are so high now, they now think they don't need to plan. And so if we're hearing things like that, it might be important to kind of point out that there's so many other reasons to plan that really have nothing to do with the estate tax at all. So I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. So, well, Jason, thanks. Been very, very insightful. Great. I love the history of the estate tax and ways that we can avoid it. So thanks.
Thank you.